you know, it's difficult for me to set this up because it's called confirm or deny. It's sort of like, I mean, it plays out like yes or no or yes guy, no guy, does it not?
Yes guy, I'm not familiar with this, Jim. What's yes guy, no guy?
No guy.
Oh, that one. Oh yeah. No, I see. I only knew confirm or deny, so this is new for me.
Well, this is confirm or deny is new for me. Absolutely. Confirm or deny is brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus. At Don Valley North Lexus, enjoy lease rates as low as 1.9% and delivery credits up to $4,000. Visit DonValleyNorthLexus.com for details.
I can neither confirm or deny that that this is in fact a signal.
Austin trades Andrew Raycroft to Toronto in exchange for the rights to Tuukka Rask.
It's been my honor and a privilege to serve as the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs Hockey Club.
It's time for confirm or deny.
Do you regret giving all those gentlemen the no trades or no movement clauses?
I can neither confirm or deny that.
I can't confirm or deny.
Well, it has a pretty good zippy intro. I mean, I like the intro.
Yeah, the intro kind of makes it. Al's brother needs an intro that good.
Yeah, and I have noticed over the last 6 or 7 months that somebody has trimmed the Yes Guy, No Guy intro. I don't know what happened there, but it was much more robust before.
I'm telling you, you've got to talk to someone about these things.
I know.
You've
got
to just figure this out.
Well, you know, not being in the studio, you know, people tend to do things and you learn about them when you're throwing to them. But anyway, let's start it off.
All right, confirm or deny, Kyle Lowry has made a bigger impact on basketball in Canada than any other NBAer.
I'm going to say deny. I think he's made a huge impact, but it's not bigger than anybody else. The Vince Carter impact is huge, and his impact will be big, too, in the years following. I mean, there is championship residue that inspires people, so, I mean, you won't know that for 4 or 5 years or maybe even longer, but I'm not going to say bigger. I'm going to say big, but not bigger. I don't like that word there, so I'm going to deny that.
Yeah, I'm going to agree. That's deny because we need more information. Kyle Lowry's not done yet. It could the impact that he's had could still be something that's dissected when his career is over and when we see what happens to the Raptors the next couple of years as well without Lowry, right? You almost realize how much bigger an impact the player had when they leave and you see the void that they've in their wake and how does a team adjust without them, and you can almost appreciate more what they brought. So I don't know if we know yet what all his impact is, but I'm not prepared to say yet that it's bigger than anyone else.
As they say in the election business, all the returns are not in yet.
We're still waiting.
Yes, we're still waiting
for the details on the future considerations.
And
here,
in his particular case, when he signs the one-day contract to retire as a Raptor and they do the statue, that's when you can start calculating his impact.
Yeah, it'll be his statue, and then it'll be Kawhi in the squat watching the ball hit the. It'll be them on Legends Row. Then we'll know for sure.
Somehow they have to create a mechanical ball bouncing around
just
the
so
rim,
it's constantly just going. Oh, I love it.
Well, there's the ultimate moment where it's oh yes, guy, right there.
Nice plug. I see what you did.
Yeah. A little crafty, right? So confirm or deny, trading for Marc-Andre Fleury was a mistake by the Blackhawks.
Oh, I deny. Not a mistake. I think now that Fleury is headed there and he's going to give the Blackhawks a boost for sure in net, they could potentially, with their young talent, playoff team. Are we thinking with Flower in net?
Boy.
It's possible.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to say it would have been a mistake if he had decided I'm going to retire rather than play, but I'm going to deny that it was a mistake. If he's headed for Chicago, I like Chicago's chances with Fleury in net.
Well, I'm going to confirm it, and it really has nothing to do with Marc-Andre Fleury, but everything to do with a former championship team that has been savaged by salary cap problems. It just doesn't work. I mean, at some point, you have to just clear them out and start over. You can put Band-Aids on all over the place, but you're never going to return to glory, so... Yeah, I'm going to confirm. It was a mistake.
Well, it did feel a little bit like the Blackhawks were that's like they had a ship that they were just trying to plug all the holes.
Yeah.
But there's just not enough hands on like the cartoon character.
Yeah,
and they're like,
yeah.
Nope, can't do it.
Yeah.
So it's a good one. Confirm or deny, Nick Ritchie carves out a top six role for the Maple Leafs.
I'm going to confirm. I know you did. Did you have him on your list?
I did indeed.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. So he was on my list too. When I did that, the RFAs that didn't qualify went, this is a good guy to sign. The term is good. The contract is good, and the opportunity is good. I've said this many times. I like when a player is dared to succeed. here's your opportunity. See what you can do with it. I mean, it's really hard to mess that up.
Yeah, and I'm going to confirm as well, because not just what Nick Ritchie can bring on the ice, I think there's a terrific opportunity for him to carve out a top six role. There's no question he'll be reaching for that, but he's also been around Patrice Bergeron and Brad Marchand and David Pastrnak, guys who win, you know, that have that winning mentality. He's been around those types of players and been in those situations in the postseason, and it just, that's going to rub off on him too. And when you're talking about a top six guy, experience, just because he's young, it doesn't mean he hasn't taken in some of what he's seen in the past. And I like that for his demeanor as well, and just for his meanness, his grit. That's what the Leafs need in their top six.
Just before we move on, you know, when we did the Raptors-Leafs comparison, here's the one thing that I like about the Leafs. When they bring in a Nick Ritchie, the Bunting, there's a number of these guys that they either know of, or that the player, the Bunting's case, you know, worked out with Austin Matthews. There is other levels of fit, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely there is. And it doesn't, and that's, you like the versatility of it. It doesn't feel like anyone has to be really hamstrung into, this is the role you play because it's all you do. And there's such a diversity of places and players and people that, you know, that players can work out with or train with or whomever it is in the summers. And you just pick up different things that maybe in years past you wouldn't have done. You know, I don't know what it was like, you know, 10, 15 years ago if that kind of collaboration went on. But it's a very different league now, where wherever anybody settles in the off season, you get groups together and you end up just learning from. Look at Matthews with Jonathan Toews or with Connor McDavid. It just,
right.
It's different than that. There's constant learning, I think.
Confirm or deny, with the moves made ahead of last week's trade deadline, the Blue Jays are a playoff team for each of the next 2 years.
I'm going to confirm that. I really like the, you know, just looking at their homestand, how it's gone so far post, you know, post trade deadline, seeing the way that Vladdy has just, I think it's just his maturation. It feels like it's happening before our eyes.
Yeah.
You can see, yes, as a player, but also I just like, you know, his little movie when he hit a home run last night, just the way, you know, kind of like looks back at it, and you can kind of see, just takes the step back, flips the bat over, like it's a little personality coming out. They're taping him to the bench, and I like the direction that's going. I think that when it comes to your star players, when you see them maturing, and it really makes you feel like you've got a playoff team on your hands. So I'm going to confirm that.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, drivers and passengers, we have a consensus. I'm going to confirm it as well. Yeah, I think so. I mean, and the Vladdy story is interesting because, you know, when you're told that this is going to work out, sometimes there's some kickback and, yeah, okay, but it's happening. I agree with you. It is happening.
It's happening right now, and that's it's a pretty incredible thing to see a player going in, and you see it with the Leafs players if they... With Matthews and Marner, you see them mature as well, and it's just, it says a lot of good things for the team overall. All right, confirm or deny, Andre DeGrasse medals in the 200-meter final, and the Canadian women's soccer wins gold over Sweden.
Oh, Canada, confirm. It's going to happen on both fronts.
Wow, that's bold.
It is.
Okay, I'm going to go bolder. I'm going to confirm it too.
Wow.
I'm just, you know, I'm a
consensus.
Canadian homer, I guess. I just love Canada.
Yeah.
That I can't go against them. Andre DeGrasse, you saw his run yesterday. I mean, less than 20 seconds, 1975. His fastest speed was top speed like 42 kilometers an hour or something ridiculous. Like, come on. And the women, Christine Sinclair, you've got to co-sign that.
I mean, how could you go on the air and say anything but confirm?
No.
In Canada, really?
Really.
Okay, confirm or deny, Jack Eichel is still a member of the Sabres at the start of the NHL training camps.
Deny. He can't. I don't know how you recover in that relationship. I don't know how you piece that back together, the distraction of it, the questions, as like we were talking about in the last segment, the questions that it raises about the integrity of the medical process. It's just, it's something that if you move him, you can address it once, and then... I guess you'll address it again the first time he plays Buffalo, but then it's done, you know? I would hard deny that.
I'm going to confirm it only because I'm going to put myself in the seat of any other general manager. You're offering me what? You can't even get his injury corrected, and now you're dumping that on me and $10 million. I can't make that trade. They really have to clean that injury situation up and get the proper treatment for it. Otherwise, you're trading somebody who may be a financial liability.
Yeah, and that's a good point. And the fact that where's he at in terms of his recovery, and what kind of long-term ramifications are there to this process that clearly has not gone the way he wanted it to? What does that mean for him? And like you say, you're making a $10 million plus investment every year. You don't want a guy who you're just putting on, and you're not looking for LTIR space here with Jack Eichel, right? You're like, no. You're looking for a player. So that's a good point. I think that's going to be tough for any GM.
And you know, past that. The ask is very high. You know, four pieces.
You want a lot back if you're Buffalo.
Yeah,
so
we're getting somebody back who, as training camp opens, we'll get him diagnosed and treated, so won't see him for 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, that's a tough spot. That's a good point. All right, Gary Trent Jr. turns into a better player for the Raptors than Norm Powell. Confirm or deny?
I'm going to confirm. I really like Norm Powell as a Raptor, but as a starter, I mean, he wanted to be a starter, but there wasn't that position for him. And off the bench, sometimes it didn't work. There was an inconsistency there, even though he did achieve and did develop nicely. But I think that the sort of the runway for him to continue on was gone, and that's why they moved him. And I think that Gary Trent comes in with a little more upside in terms of where that develops. So I'm going to confirm that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with you. I'm going to have to confirm as well. I like the player that Trent is, and nothing against Norm Powell. I think he's going to have a great opportunity in Portland, and that's going to be good for Powell. But in terms of what's good for the Raptors, just that what Trent is going to, I think, add to their roster as they go younger and they need those players that not only are good now but have a high ceiling in terms of where they can take their game. I like where he's at right now, and I think it's going to have an immediate impact in a different way than Powell did.
Yeah.
And if that works out for them, it's going to help to at least cushion the blow of their losses. And, you know, we talk about Fred VanVleet, but maybe soon we're talking about Gary Trent Jr. too, and just being a leader and being someone who can really carve out a nice role for himself here.
Yeah, I think the best way to say it is Norm outgrew the position.
Yes, I think that's a great way to put it.
Okay, confirm or deny, Zach Hyman hits the 80-point mark in his first season with the Oilers.
Oh, that's so tough. Who's he playing with? I'm gonna deny. 80 points seems like a lot for me, even if he's playing with McDavid. I mean, it just, that's a lot of points. And Zach Hyman, we know that he's dealt with some injury issues in the past. We know that he's missed time. 80 points, I think, would be a stretch for him. But I do think that whomever he plays with, whether it's, first line, second line, third line even, that he will establish himself there. But how many points, whether this last season was an outlier in terms of his point production, or if it's the norm, I guess we'll find out, but I'm going to deny.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I deny that. I mean, that would be an interesting story, but that's not why he's there.
No, certainly it's not. All right, confirm or deny, Father Time finally takes down Tom Brady this year, causing him to retire after the 2021 NFL season.
I can confirm that.
Okay.
Well, it has to happen. I mean, he's a medical marvel. There's no question about that. I mean, there's been nobody like Tom Brady, but Father Time is undefeated. So I'm going to confirm that.
I'm going to deny.
Oh.
Not because I think he's going to play after the 2021 season, but I do think that if, let's say, Tom Brady once again is hoisting the Lombardi Trophy, he might decide, you know what, I've done enough. I've got other interests. I'm on Instagram now. I've got a following. I'm going to write cookbooks where you don't eat anything that tastes good, and I'm going to build an empire. But I don't think it'll be Father Time. I think it'll be Tom Brady saying it's time.
All right, so let's end on this. The Maple Leafs will again finish the regular season with the best record of all Canadian teams.
Confirm. I think they can do it. I know there's a lot of question marks for a lot of people about this team, but I still think that at least on this side of the border, they will come out as the top team. Not that that will be their division rivals again. Well, not all of them. But I do think that the Leafs will have the best mark in Canada.
I'm going to deny it. I think the Winnipeg Jets are going to do that. I don't know why, but I like what they've done in the offseason. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, with all due respect to the Leafs, I don't want them to have that. I want them to go into the playoffs searching for something as opposed to feeling they've already got it.
That's very true. And the Leafs, they're going to have some competition. I mean, Montreal did just you know, they did just lose in the cup final. They're no slouches. And then Ottawa is coming. Like, Ottawa's pushing. If they play like they did to end last season, there's going to be some serious competition in Canada between those four especially.
Let me ask you a Montreal question after I pay the bills here. This is sponsored. Confirm or Deny was brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus. At Don Valley North Lexus, enjoy lease rates as low as 1.9% and delivery credits up to $4,000. Visit DonValleyNorthLexus.com for details.